Hello, I'm Melissa Long at the CNN Center here in Atlanta with some of the headlines that are now in the news on this Monday, March 10th. A suicide bomber killed five U.S. soldiers on foot patrol in Baghdad. The U.S. military says four soldiers died in the initial blast and one later died. Three other American troops and an Iraqi interpreter were wounded. Vice President Dick Cheney is traveling to the Middle East over the weekend. President Bush says Cheney will press the Israelis and Palestinians to, quote, uphold their obligations in the fragile peace negotiations. The vice president heads out Sunday to Oman, then to Saudi Arabia, where he's expected to push for greater oil production to help ease the skyrocketing gas prices in the U.S. He's also scheduled to stop in Israel, the West Bank, and Turkey. The Australian magazine that revealed Prince Harry's deployment to Afghanistan is apologizing. New Idea magazine says it didn't know about the agreement the British military made with journalists to keep it quiet. The story was mostly unnoticed until the Drudge Report posted it online. Prince Harry was pulled out for security reasons. He spent almost 10 weeks fighting the Taliban. An Associated Press investigation has found there are small amounts of medicine in the drinking water of many Americans. The study focused on tap water in two dozen metro areas. The drugs found include antibiotics, sex hormones, and over-the-counter medications. Most utility companies insist there is nothing to worry about. Some scientists say there may be long-term health issues. And the Southern Baptist Convention is taking on global warming. Leaders are issuing a declaration today saying the church has not done enough on environmental issues and has a biblical duty to stop it. And those are some of the headlines making news at this hour. For more on these stories or other news of the day, remember CNN is your source. Whether you're surfing the web, watching television, or you happen to be on the go, you can rely on CNN.com updates as well on your cell phone.